I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The chamber opera The Woman of Salt takes and transforms Anise Thigpen's personal pain into music, a story that began with losing custody of her children after coming out as gay in the South in a family both homophobic and racist. The opera also draws inspiration from the biblical story of Lot's wife. Its world premiere will be at the Wildest Theater in Springfield on Friday, June 23rd, and Anise Thigpen is here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, there are so many aspects of pain to be transformed in this story. Where did you even find your starting point for transformation?
Well, the starting point, I think, for a lot of creative work, the genesis, the germinal seeds, are in psychic wounds. And my psychic wound, as you just alluded to, was the loss of custody and parental rights. That percolated for decades. And I think my unconscious decided it was time to heal, not consciously, and I was essentially given the opera as a vehicle for healing. And in my imagination, I was visited by Lot's wife, known as Adu in this opera, and four feminine entities. They were there with empathic concern. They hovered over me, and they sang.
Why do you think music is such a good vehicle for transformation?
Because it carries both story and our most powerful emotions.
You say you were gifted with opera. Describe a little bit more why opera and how that gift came about.
Well, yeah, it actually will always remain a fundamental mystery to me. I can speculate. And I'd begun to understand the power of opera via my associations with Laura Waite. She gave a concert, a practice concert, with pianist Natalie Fortin in our home. And in that concert, Laura sang a high G. I told her after the concert, that was the most beautiful high G I have ever heard. She said, do you have perfect pitch? And I said, I do now. We started following her, and we followed her to the Eugene Opera to watch her in Nixon in China. And following the observation and listening and watching of that opera, I saw a vast amount of empty creative space. And I began to imagine, well, maybe I should tinker in music composition, which led me to study with Larry Waite. So Larry and I had just begun the study of music composition, the rudiments called counterpoint, when I, as we say, got the opera. And to his credit, when I show up on his doorstep after taking off about 6 weeks to let my massive emotions settle down, the tsunami, go back to normal wave pattern, I show up on his doorstep with two scribbled measures of miscored music, and I say to Larry, I think this is the beginning of an opera, and he says, he doesn't say, are you out of your mind? He says, oh, good, come on in. 4 years later, we looked at each other, and I said, I think it's done.
Mm-hmm. As well as being a transformative force, music is also a mirror, and it shows us our own issues and our own world. So what did you learn about your own story by turning your pain into a beautiful opera?
I can tell you my observations. Many of my friends that we've known since moving to Eugene knew that I had children, but I did not typically share the loss of the custody, because it was re-wounding for me, Eric. And I don't know if you have those things that you don't talk about because it hurts you to do so. What I have observed is following the completion of the opera, when I share this story with people now, it does not hurt. Somehow, I don't know how that happened, but I healed. And I also feel that's part of my reason for sharing the work, is that I want to share that message These wounds can be healed. I don't know how it happens. For me, it was opera, but everybody has access to this. I am not singular. The only reason I got an opera, the number one reason, I'm human.
Hmm. Do you think that in the healing process, it's helped you to find forgiveness as well?
Yes, I think so. I certainly see us all in this cosmic soup. And on the one moment, you might identify as a victim. But if you step back and look at the course of your life, you were equally or even more a perpetrator. You are a hero. You are a villain. All of the characters in this opera occupy all of us all the time.
Describe who some of those characters in the opera are, Adu and the surrounding ones.
Ah, so Adu has four daughters, two on stage that are actually the ones who will, her younger daughters will make the exodus. They are, as you might imagine, some of the most emotionally potent characters. Her husband, Lot, is also on the stage. And two very important characters are called Creatures from Another Realm. There are two of them. I'm not good enough to score for the four who showed up in my psyche. But the two of those are the instigators, the questioners, the people sitting on her shoulder saying, "Who's going to look back? Wait a minute. Hold on. Is this really who you are? What about your daughters, your older daughters, who will stay behind, and die?" So those are the characters, and then they occupy, as you might imagine, archetypal primitive energies. All these questions and forces are internalized by Adu, the woman of salt, and then in the opera, we take her emotional journey with her as she answers their questions and powers and pulls and tugs and makes her decision.
Is it true that one of your own daughters is one of the creatures from another realm?
Yeah, and she's actually very well cast. She has always been sort of like that even since childhood. She was going to be the child playing with the fire and the mud and the water and for hours on end in her own world. She has been singing since I can remember. She got in trouble in grade school for singing, even though in class. She's very passionate about theater as well. We talked a lot about her playing this role and decided definitely not to cast her as a daughter, rather perilous. But she did feel like she could sing and wanted to sing A Creature from Another Realm.
How has it changed your relationship to her to share this creative journey?
Well, we're in the middle of it, so it is altering. Everyone in the cast, I think, is undergoing a transformation. So it's a play in a play. I feel like, wow, are we staging an opera or is it staging us? So there's this it feels like just tectonic plates as the cast, the chorus, and the principals take on the characters, we're all being altered. But fundamentally, it is a tremendous privilege and gift. Everything about this project, every person I've encountered, is a blessing.
How does the Eugene community itself factor into how this has all developed?
So Andrea and I moved here very purposefully. I believe in 2005, and I may be wrong about that because I'm terrible with dates. But we moved to Eugene very intentfully to get to a place that was less homophobic. And so we picked Eugene. Eugene was the first place I had ever lived as an outwardly gay person and not felt shunned, marginalized, condemned, and frankly, at points, not safe. So as I start living in Eugene, suddenly, I'm for the first time, wonderfully normal.
Hmm.
Dull. Boring. Typical. That was fantastic. And that was huge. Because if you're not in that defensive and surviving kind of modality, then that's when my unconscious made the decision, my daughters are safe, I'm safe, it's time, Anise, for you to look back.
And in looking back, you were able to let go of some of that pain, heal that pain. It makes me have a question about trauma and how we hold it in our body. We can transform it, we can heal it, but does it ever really leave us, or does it just become something that we can make peace with?
I know, I don't think anything ever leaves us. And I think the point of her looking back is to teach us that it shouldn't. And I don't know how it works. I don't know. I do know that trauma is very, you can't get at it through merely thinking about it or merely talking about it. It does require some kind of transformation. And that's where art, and I think particularly opera in my case, was instrumental.
Because music does indeed get to a place of soul that mere words can't.
For me.
Well, thank you for your eloquence and your transformation and for helping the rest of us who all have trauma in one form or another in our lives.
It's universal. You are so welcome.
Well, thank you for being here. Anise Thigpen, whose original chamber opera, The Woman of Salt, will have its world premiere on Friday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Wildest Theater in Springfield. Soprano Laura Waite and baritone Bill Hewlings will handle the vocals, leading a cast of 9, 5 instrumentalists, and a chorus. For tickets and information, wildesttheater.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.